The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio. And welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida as well. It's always a privilege to be able to sit in for Bill Bunkley for a day or two here and there. Always honored, and thank you for allowing me to be your host today. Most of you have heard the name Matthew West. Matthew West, Christian musician, he's won all kinds of awards and so forth. He has written some very well-known gospel songs and so forth. Well, he is at the center of a hot bit of controversy over a video that he posted, I think it was last week or the week before. And I look at this and just shake my head and say, this is controversial? Yeah. He posted a video on YouTube called Modest is Hottest. It's a parody. It's a parody video. He's done this. Six, 8 months ago, he did a parody on quarantine, and it was funny. It was hysterical. What it was like to be quarantined with his family and so forth. Well, he decided to do another parody video. Funny. And this time he included his two daughters. It was to be a parody about overprotective fathers. And in this case, he was the overprotective father, and he wrote this song and put it on video with his daughters and his wife called Modest is Hottest. Does that sound controversial to you? Promoting modesty? In today's world, yes. Here are some of the lyrics of this YouTube video that Matthew West posted. Modest is hottest, the latest fashion trend. It's a little more Amish, a little less Kardashian. And boys really love a turtleneck and a sensible pair of slacks. And while he's saying this, his teenage daughters are giving him eye rolls, like, oh, Dad, are you kidding me? And it's funny. It's funny. And his daughters are dressed with high turtlenecks, you know, and so forth. And he's a dad. And he's saying, this is the way I want my daughters to dress. I want them in turtlenecks and, you know, and I don't want them looking like Kardashian and so forth. Part of it is more like Jesus and less like Cardi B. Again, it's a parody. It's funny. People flipped out. People flipped out. A singer and songwriter described the phrase modest as hottest as, and I'm quoting, demeaning to women and men. Modest is hottest centers men and their preferences and how women should look. Still sets being found hot by men as the ultimate goal for women and positions all men as creeps who can't handle seeing a woman's bare skin without turning into out-of-control monsters. That's what a female Christian singer-songwriter said. And Matthew West finds himself in this hot controversy because he puts out a parody video about modesty with his two daughters. And because of that, he has taken down the video. Oh, come on, Matthew West. Have some guts. Don't take it down. Oh, my goodness. He released this statement. I'll quote, "The video for the song has been removed from Matthew West's YouTube channel." And he released this statement, quote, "I'm blessed to be the father of two amazing girls. I wrote a song poking fun at myself for being an overprotective dad, and my family thought it was funny. The song was created as satire, and I realize that some people did not receive it as intended. I've taken the feedback to heart. The last thing I want to do is to distract from the real reason I make music, to spread a message of hope and love to the world." I don't know. Maybe his response is correct, but in me, I want him to say, "Get a life! Get a life!" Oh, my goodness. He is accused by many people of preaching the sexual purity gospel. What? The sexual purity gospel, because he did a satirical parody on modesty. Modest is hottest. It really is funny. He's removed it from his YouTube channel, the Matthew West YouTube channel. But I understand you can still find it on Spotify. I don't even know how to get to Spotify. I've heard of it. Never used it, but evidently, folks, listen. People do need to get a life. I love parodies. I love satire. I do. I love the Babylon Bee. If you haven't heard of the Babylon Bee and you like satire, you need to check it out. It's hysterical. It's creative. And satire, I guess maybe it's an acquired taste. I don't know. But anyway, Matthew West, it is hard to imagine that we are living in a time when someone could put out a parody video about an overprotective father, and that would be controversial, so much so that he had to remove the video. Wow. All right, and then there's this. I referred to this story earlier in the program, and I promised you I'd try to get to it. Let's see. Who did this poll? Reuters. Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism at Oxford University recently did a study of the public's view of news media in 46 countries around the world. Are you with me? It was a study. It was the annual digital news report from the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism at Oxford. And they polled individual citizens in these 46 countries about their confidence in their own news media. Out of the 46 countries, guess which country had the least trust in their news media? Out of the 46 countries, the least trust in their news media, the United States of America. The United States of America. Norway was pretty high. Chile was pretty high. The United Kingdom was kind of high. But bringing in the bottom, the barrel, the United States. In this survey, and by the way, this is a little high from other studies that I've read, only 29% of Americans actually have trust in our American news media. I think that's awfully high. 29%. But it was far behind. Of the different aspects of news, the most trusted was the weather. What? Yeah, the weather. Of those who consider themselves to be conservative, 75% did not trust the news media at all. And then it's broken down into demographics by the different countries and so forth. But the headline, U.S. ranks last among 46 countries in trust in their media. Now, the poll numbers like this have been dropping for years. I mean, for years. This is not a secret that very few people in America actually trust the mainstream media or even the local media. And yet, has the media done anything to regain confidence? No. No.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I make this point on my program all the time. Eventually, science always catches up with the Bible. I have been accused of being a science denier, because if the Bible and science contradict each other, I always agree with the Bible. And through the years, and I've been around the block a few times, the Bible has proven to be true, and science is constantly changing. And that's why I say, listen, I don't reject science. I enjoy science, love science, appreciate science. Hey, I'm a diabetic. One of the reasons I'm alive probably is because of science. I appreciate science. I love space exploration, the whole Mars thing, the little helicopter on Mars, that fascinates me. It really does. But through the years, I have often been called a science denier because, again, if the Bible says one thing, science says something else. I always take the point of the Bible. The reason I bring that up is a lengthy article that I have in front of me from WebMD, webmd.com. Now, you know that the Bible says that before the flood of Noah, people lived to be 500 years old, 600 years old, 700 years old, 800 years old. It seems that that was kind of the norm before the flood. And the skeptics and the secular scientists for years have pointed to that as a reason to disbelieve the Bible. Those stories may have a good moral teaching or something, but you can't take them seriously. You can't take them literally like those people that live 600-700 years old. That is just so ridiculous. Who could believe a book like that? Well, I have an article in front of me from WebMD.com. Is there a cure for aging? Subtitle: Why Some Researchers Are Hopeful About Human Immortality. It begins, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, dementia. Researchers spend billions of dollars every year trying to eradicate these medical scourges. Yet even if we discover cures to these and all the other chronic conditions, it won't change our ultimate prognosis. Death Well, that's because you haven't stopped aging, says Dr. J. Olshansky, a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of Illinois at Chicago Public of Health. What if we could? Some scientists think so. Fueled in part by $1 billion of investor money, they're attempting to re-engineer your molecular biological clock. Their goal? To eliminate not merely diseases that kill people, but to prevent death itself. A biomedical gerontologist by the name of Aubrey de Grey has said he believes there's no cap on how long we can live depending upon what medicines we develop in the future. Quote, the whole idea is that there would not be a limit on how long we can keep people healthy. He's the chief science officer and co-founder of the SINS Research Foundation, which funds research on how to put the brakes on aging. And listen to this from the authors of this article at WebMD. De Grey's view in theory isn't so far-fetched. And for another 10 pages, experts, doctors, gerontologists put out their theories about how aging might be reversed. And it would be possible to live 600, 700, 800 years, or possibly to completely eliminate death. Now, that causes me to ponder two things. Number one, that means then that the claims in the Bible of people living 500, 600, 700 years old may not be so far-fetched at all if scientists today in 2021 honestly believe that they may soon have the medical ability to allow people to live hundreds of years. And then secondly, mankind is constantly seeking for immortality. If you study ancient civilizations, there is always a desire for immortality, to live forever. I got news. I got the answer. There's an old gospel song I love. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die. No, never. Jesus died on the cross for me, and I'm going to live forever. Yeah. Man wants to live forever, but he wants to do it himself. He is not willing to look to God for immortality. My friend, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can today, and you can live forever. Confess that you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and rose from the grave, and ask him to be your Savior. And you can live forever. Have a great evening, folks. Thanks for joining me, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.